How can I help?
Hi, is this Terry Perrin?
Yes, it is. Who's calling, please?
Taryn, this is Shira calling you from Family First Home Care. I think you were in touch with my colleague. Let me see here. Let me just see. Okay. I think you spoke to my colleague Mimi yesterday and in regards to
Who
getting on.
are your colleague? Who?
I'm calling to Terry Perrin.
No, you said I spoke with your colleague. Who's your colleague? What's the name?
I think you spoke to Mimi like yesterday
No, I
in regards to getting onto the waiver program.
again, the what program? This is for home health care, right?
Yes, that's the waiver program.
No, I'm not. No, I was waiting for a call back from what agency was that I got? Because I got it
This is
written
Family
down.
First.
Family First. Let me see. That was Inspire. I talked to Inspire yesterday, and this one is called My Caregiver. No, I don't think so. I probably did, but there's only two of them that I'm interested in going with.
So,
Okay.
I'm just looking here back at the notes. It looks like you spoke to our intake department. You explained that you want your family to be the caregiver, and he was on the way to the doctor. He asked for a call back. The name is Tino Sfaccini. Contact 8962.
That's the name of the person? That's the name of the person I asked you to contact?
I'm just looking here.
No, because it was my
Frank
son.
Perrin.
Yeah, Frank Moran. Yes. And which
Yeah.
agency is this?
This is Family First.
Let me see. Caregiver. Which one is this? Care at home. Oh, you said what it's called, Family First.
Yeah.
I don't even have that one written down on here. I don't have that written down. And I got Aventura Home Care. You say My Caregiver, that one, or Help at Home, you said?
Family First.
No, I don't even have that one written down. I got several of them written down, but I don't have that one written down.
Okay, we do have the notes here with the information you provided for us with the Medicaid ID, the date of birth, this number, your son's number,
What date of birth?
the date of birth for Terry, which is
Me.
04/19/1962.
Okay, and you say what agency is this?
Again, it's Family First Agency.
Well, I don't have that one written down, 'cause I mean I'm looking at the page now that I have them all written down on, and I know I spoke to a couple of them yesterday, but I don't see that one. Well, I don't see that one. I see Care at Home, Inspire, Aventura, My Caregiver, and Help at Home. But I don't see this one down there. Okay. All right. So I was also looking at the hourly pay rate because, like I said, this is for my son and he's gonna be taking care of me. Then I want to make sure he get the most money he can get because I have MS and he deserves to be paid as much as he can. So what is y'all pay rate
It's
hourly?
depending on how many hours you're approved, but it starts
Well,
at.
okay. When I was living in Delaware, I had 40 hours.
Okay,
So
so.
I'm expecting once I get signed up, I'll probably get the same, if not more.
So assuming that you're approved the 40 hours, the pay rate starts at $14, and then it goes up depending on how much you're approved with the agency.
No. I'll go with Inspire. Inspire pay $15 to $19 an hour. I'll stay. Like I
We can
said,
also pay
I would
that.
like. I would like my son to get as much as he can because he works overnight. He even changed his shift so he can be here with me and make sure I'm okay. And I would like him to get as much as he can. I have the what's this one? Care at Home. That's $15 an hour. Then I got the one Inspire. They pay between $15 and $19 an hour.
Right, so we do that same thing, but it's just a matter of we can't give you a direct quote until you approve the hours, but we can pay up to 19 as well, even 20. So it's depending, really depending on how many.
Okay, so tell me the name of your company again so I can write it down. Let me see, because like I said, I have all these other ones written down. I didn't have that one written down, so I don't remember even calling you guys. What is the name of your company?
Family First.
Family. That do sound familiar. So maybe I did call y'all. Family First. And y'all phone number is?
My number is, I'm going to give you my direct extension number. It's 267.
267.
551.
551.
Sorry, excuse me, 7419.
And your name?
It's Shira. My extension is 119.
What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Shira.
Shira?
Yeah.
Can you spell it?
It's Shira.
Shira. Oh, okay. That's kind of a unique name. And you say your extension is what again?
119.
119. Okay, so I haven't even forgot what I was about to say.
So our main goal today was to try and start that enrollment process for you to get started. Where do you wanna? Where are you holding with continuing with that right now with us?
Say it again. What I'm doing? What?
Where are you holding right now and continuing that process with us? How would you like to proceed?
We can proceed, but like I said, I have to. I'm still waiting for my medical card to come in the mail, and I'm trying to call them so I can get the BIN number, the BIN number, the PCA number. I'm trying to get those numbers from them now because all I have is an ID number. Because, like I said, I'm waiting on my card to come in the mail. It should be in the mail sometime this week.
Am I speaking to Terry? Is this you?
Yes, this is Terry Perrin. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
So you're saying the ID for the assessment that you're going to need?
No, the ID number to my I need medical coverage. In order to get this, I need medical coverage. And I'm still waiting for a card to come in the mail. Right now, all I have is an ID number.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, so our job is to walk you through the process. If that's what – right now, I just want to get you started. If we're going to need anything from you, we'll let you know. But we're really here to just walk you through it. We do it a lot with other people. So if we need something, like I said, we'll let you know. The first step would be needing you to get an assessment scheduled with the independent enrollment broker. Okay. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah, it do. It do. Because I had a lady that came out here the other day trying to sign me up with them. So yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
No, so you need to have that assessment scheduled. I'm not sure if you had it yet or not, but that's the first step in opening up the case.
I did, but it wasn't with you guys. It was with somebody else.
I understand. The assessments are done with the independent enrollment broker, no matter what agency you go with.
The assessments
are always done with them. So do you know if you had an assessment with them yet?
I know that somebody came out here, and they told me she just came out. It was just a preliminary, and somebody else will be coming out next week, she said.
Uh-huh.
So that's probably it. Then they come to this assessment.
So you don't know the name of where they're coming from.
You know what? Everything is so confusing. I got so much crap written down and things here and things there. Let me see.
It is important that you know where these people are coming from. You're not just
okay, but like I said, I have things written down, and plus I'm in the process and about to move and all that, so it's just a whole lot going on. Like I said, right now, just give me a minute. Let me see. What is? She came in at 9 a.m. I got a phone number. Paperwork everywhere.
We can call it to the independent enrollment broker if you're not sure.
I'm looking for her information as I speak to you now. It is Her name was Dina. She was not the coordinator, but she came out. Her name was Dina. It's my caregiver was the name of the company. And she gave me her coordinator phone number. And that's just about it. And then she said, it's called Family First. And she said somebody else would be coming out.
This is Family First.
Okay, so that's all I have then. That's what she, somebody named Dina, she gave me her phone number.
Okay, okay. Just to give you a little bit of context, Terry, you're speaking to Family First right now.
Okay, so like I said, she said the coordinator name was Dina. Is this Dina? No?
Well,
Dina's just...
my colleague, but she's not going to be the one calling you today because there's no waiver on the program. It's a Maximus case, so that's why it's being referred to me. I'm going to help you out.
Okay, so what do I need to do now? What do I need to do?
You need to call into the independent enrollment broker and schedule an assessment. Just give me 1 second, please.
Okay. There's so much paperwork and so many different things that I got to do. I need to call these people and get these numbers.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. So what you're going to need to do is essentially call into the independent enrollment broker office to start that process for yourself. Okay?
Okay, so you got the number?
Yeah. And I just want you to know that I am here to help you. You're not walking through this alone. I'm being in touch with you almost every day to walk you through the process. So you're going to hear a lot from me for a little bit, and hopefully we'll get the services started soon. So the number, whenever you're ready, is 877-877. 550-550-4227.
4227. Why does that number sound familiar? 4227. That number sounds familiar.
Now you're going to call them and you're going to request an assessment. Now they may tell you that you have your assessment already scheduled. I just ask that you take down the date and the time so you know when that is. I don't mind transferring you over right now.
Say it again. You don't what right now?
I don't mind transferring you over right now to them.
Okay, fine. That'd be great. Thank you.
All right. So we'll be in touch. I'm going to be in touch with you tomorrow. I'm wishing you the best of luck.
Thank you.
And, we'll be in touch, okay?
Okay, thank you.